WTF Wednesday.
Not only has our guest for WTF Wednesday done something that is truly baffling, he also arguably has the coolest name that I think anyone on this show has ever had. Nathan Firesheets. He has visited all 12 Disney parks worldwide in 12 days. I didn't know this was even possible. And riding every single ride at those Disney parks, he joins us. Hello, Nathan. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all today?
Shocked.
Yeah. What?
To hear the so it's called the Disney Global Ride Challenge, where, like Brody said, you go to the 12 Disney parks, Disney World, Disneyland, all over the world or whatever, in 12 days. So is this, like, was this a thing before you did it, or were you the first?
No. No, this is the first time anybody has ever attempted anything so daft.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there is a Guinness World Record for visiting all of the parks the fastest, but nobody before me has tried to ride all the rides before. You know, the previous, they just walked in, they might have ridden a ride or just taken a selfie, eaten a churro, and then hopped back out to the airport to catch a plane. But I said, no, I want to get the most out of this. I want to ride every single operating ride.
Holy.
At all 12 Disney parks in 12 days.
How? So where did you begin your journey and where did you finish your journey?
So the first park was Disneyland Paris, and then they have a second park there at Walt Disney Studios, also in Paris. It's on the same property. Then from there, I flew to Shanghai for Shanghai Disneyland, then Hong Kong Disneyland. Then in Tokyo, they have Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo Disney Sea. Then from there, it was off to California for the original Disneyland and Disney California Adventure. And then Orlando, Walt Disney World, they have Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, just a few.
Okay.
Just a few there.
I'm pleased to tell us.
Just a few parks, a few rides.
Yeah. Please tell me you had a fast track pass to get on these rides.
Oh, yeah. So the trick is twofold. One, it's know how to go through the rides, you know, get through as much as you can before they get wait times.
Okay.
So you get there early, have the early entry from the hotel, things like that, and then strategize which rides are going to have long waits that I can get on really quick right at the beginning of the day. Mm-hmm. And then also, are there a bunch of rides that are really short that they might only get a 5, 10, 15 minute wait, but I could walk straight onto them and get 5 or 10 of them done in the first hour? Because that 5 or 10 or 15 minute wait may not sound like much when you multiply it across, you know, 5 or 10 rides. That's a significant amount of time.
I see.
So start there. And then whenever possible, you pay for whatever the line skip options are.
Right.
In the States now, they call them lightning lanes. The overseas parts, they call them Premier Access. And the parameters for those are different at each park, but more or less you're paying to be able to skip the lines for certain rides.
So
and you use those judiciously and
strategically.
I feel like we could all learn a lesson from that when we're going to theme parks next time.
Did you did you get to enjoy it, Nathan? Because I imagine it was pretty hectic, even the schedule of what you just listed. There's not a lot of travel time. Like, you are back to back in terms of airports, planes, I imagine accommodation. Did you enjoy the process?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So this is one thing that I get a lot, is a lot of people are like, how could you possibly have fun? There's no way that could be fun. It's like, no, it absolutely was a blast. You know, I had a great time. I got to do all of the rides at all the Disney parks, but I also very intentionally planned the schedule so that I would have extra time.
Right.
So in these parks, you know, in Paris, I had a day and a half. And I was done in just a hair over a day. So I had that extra half a day to go back and re-ride things and take a more leisurely pace.
Right.
Shanghai, I was done by mid-afternoon, early evening. So I had several extra hours. So I was able to re-ride rides, see some of the nighttime spectaculars, you know, do some of the walkthrough attractions, have some nice meals in certain places. and really... I was really able to enjoy myself. Now, for me, Disney is mostly ride stuff. I'm not huge on the character meet and greets or some of the kind of daytime shows and things. So I didn't prioritize those. But I did fill my day with the thing that's what I enjoy, which are the rides.
That's so cool.
Nathan, what's the best Disney ride in the world?
So I've been asked that a lot. and I will have to say The most impressive Disney ride that I've seen is Enchanted Tale of Beauty and the Beast at Tokyo Disneyland.
Ooh.
It has some of the most incredible animatronics that I have ever seen. There are so many of them. They look so fantastic. There's a super, like, right in front of you transformation that they do from the Beast back into the Prince. And you have no idea how they do it. It's full-size, real-size animatronics, and it changes right in front of your eyes from a beast into a prince.
Wow.
Then at the end, they have the prince and Belle waltzing. They have animatronics that waltz.
Beauty and the Beast
it's just,
is...
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's Beauty and the Beast is often how people describe our show.
Yeah,
and
is it?
It's horrible that people call Bronte a beast. I don't know where that comes from. But
yeah, it's in between waxes, usually.
Nathan Firesheets, the guy who visited all 12 Disney parks worldwide in 12 days and went on every ride. It's an incredible record. Nathan Firesheets, great to have you on for WTF Wednesday, mate. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you.